Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. From the very beginning of the Bible, we have a picture of a God who has existed forever. So in the beginning, God. There was no one, nothing before him. He has always existed. So the question, who created God? Or how old is God, is wholly inappropriate because no one created him. He is infinitely old. He has always existed. And he is the creator of all. Everything that exists, exists because he made it, because he fashioned it, he formed it. The rest of this chapter, it just flows in Genesis 1 with a picture of God speaking and a world coming into being. It's nothing short of awesome. He speaks and an earth forms. He speaks and there's land. He speaks and there's water. He speaks and there's light. There's darkness. There's animals. Like, God is the self-existent, authoritative creator of all. And you and I are included in the all, which means he is our creator. Like, you just think about your body right now that's breathing, your ears that are listening, your the parts of your body that are moving. Like, it's all happening because he made your body. He knit you together in a Psalm 139 kind of way. He made you. He breathed life into you, and not just at the beginning, like when you were born. He's breathing life into you now. He's not just our creator, he's our sustainer. I mean, the only reason you and I are breathing right now, like our lungs are working, is because he is causing them to work. And were he to stop working for us in that way, we would stop in an instant. He is our creator, which means he is the one who has authority over us. Our lives belong to him. The one who created us owns us. And so that just changes the way we view our lives, and it certainly affects the way we pray. So we pray, oh God, we praise you as our creator. We thank you. We praise you for the breath you're giving us right now. We know that every breath we have is a gift from you that you are providing. We know that our bodies are a gift that you have provided, that everything we enjoy in this world, it all comes from your hand. You're the creator of it all. And as the creator of all, you're the owner of all. You have authority over all things. You are our sovereign creator and our ruler. So today, we just very simply surrender our lives to you. Like, our lives belong to you. My life is yours. Everybody who's listening to this, like, our lives are yours. Our breath is yours. Our families are yours. Our plans today are yours. Our future is yours. We want to honor and glorify you as our creator, as the one who reigns as Lord over us. We worship you as our creator, and we submit to you as our creator. And we pray that as your creation, you would be honored and glorified in us today as we live in awe of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.